This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today. Working
on a nightmare. Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
I love it at night.
On King of OX.
He's a man of Hollywood, trained and tested. The Hollywood Hills, acquainted with the Hollywood elite. A man who has rubbed shoulders with the biggest stars on Broadway, stage, and screen. He is none other than our own Shawn Michael Lyle.
Hey now.
Rubbing shoulders.
Rubbing shoulders and drinking tea.
Thanks for keeping that
and
clean.
Smoking cigars.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's been a myriad of experiences, but tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
The ultimate. Yeah. Well, you know, and I always like to point out that when you're in radio or even television, you meet whatever celebrities come your way. And when you're in California,
there they are.
And when you're in California,
there they are.
There are lots of them. And the most target-rich environment I was ever at was 30 years ago.
30 years ago. That would have been, let's see.
1992. February 1992.
All right.
The AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am Golf Tournament.
There it was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it used to have a lot of celebrities.
Yeah, well,
not
30
so much,
years ago.
Not so much anymore.
And
but
there they were.
And so as somebody who at that time was working in local radio, I got to go out there and just hang out with them.
Had the little microphone, didn't
you? Yeah, I had the microphone, so I had access to, you know, like the driving range, the putting green, and the clubhouse and all those things.
And there they were.
And there they were. And just so many people. Jack Lemmon, for example,
all
was
right,
famous
I'm
for participating.
Jack Lemmon
in that tournament. I know that I can't remember all of them. It's been so long, but
the Odd Couple, Jack Lemmon.
That Jack Lemmon. He was famous for never making the cut, and he was out there practicing. And I was talking to him about
talking to Jack Lemmon.
Talking to him about about how he kept trying to make these long putts. I said, you know, make the short putts. And we were talking about the golf. He
sounds like me talking to Kelly about snooker.
Yeah, exactly. He's taken so many lessons and he just never got good at it. I think he made the cut one time.
He did.
Ever. Yeah, before he passed away.
Well,
and then so we had a nice chat, and as we were leaving the green, you know, he puts his hand on my shoulder. And said, well, I'll tell you what,
Jack Lemmon put his hand on your shoulder.
And then that night, I can't say we had dinner with him, but my wife and I were sitting in the very next table. He was there with his son. And of course, being a Hollywood type, they were talking about some deal that they were working on in Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah.
And it seems everybody has a deal.
Young Lemon. Whatever happened to Young Lemon?
I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea. Huh. But I didn't know who he was at the time if he hadn't heard the conversation.
Yeah.
But Glenn Campbell was there.
Glenn Campbell, all right.
And there was a woman, I can't remember her name. That
could have been Minnie.
She called my show and she said, when you go out there, would you say that so-and-so said hello to Glenn Campbell? So I said hello to her, and it was the name of a Glenn Campbell song, and I can't remember what, but he sang it into my microphone, and I played it on the
Glenn
air
Glenn Campbell sang into the microphone of Sean Michael Lyle.
I think Glenn Campbell finished his career in Branson, didn't he?
Well, that finished a lot of people's careers.
Well, the poor guy had Alzheimer's. I mean,
did
it was brilliant career.
Yeah, he faded, unfortunately.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Yeah.
I'm a rhinestone cowboy.
Yeah, that was Glenn Campbell.
Don Johnson was there.
Let me write this
Don
down.
Don Johnson and, you know, his wife, Melanie Griffith. Yeah, yeah.
Ooh,
she was
Melanie
there, too.
Hey,
I didn't talk to her.
Because
she wasn't playing, but she was standing off to the side. But I talked. He showed me and Jack Wagner. You remember?
St. Louis.
He was in General
Wait
Hospital,
a minute.
Too.
Wait a minute.
Jack
you have
Wagner.
Now tread into my territory.
Okay. You know Jack?
Yes.
Okay.
Jack Wagner worked at Six Flags in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
In the show. Jack Wagner was there. He was from Washington, Missouri.
Oh, okay.
And Krista Tesoro, who was a soap opera star, also from the St. Louis area, worked in the Palace Theater, and I was the young pianist at the... And I got to know Jack Wagner and Krista Tesoro.
Well, if you talk to Jack Wagner, says that guy who was standing there with he and Don Johnson, when Don Johnson was showing off...
Jack Wagner is a heck of a golfer.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
He was showing off his $1,000 sunglasses.
Whoa.
And I was looking at it, it's like, what?
$1,000
sunglasses.
Jack Wagner.
Yeah, so Jack Wagner and Don Johnson.
I'm guessing
were there.
He's not buying $1,000 sunglasses these days.
He may be selling them.
He may be.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what he's up to.
All right. Well,
got
a good list.
Boy,
going
there
here.
Are so many.
Right.
Of course, the number one event of that was. Bill Murray, you know.
Bill Murray.
He's still there. He still plays in it.
Well, he's probably there right now. Bill Murray, this was after the Super Bowl in Minneapolis where they played it in the Humphrey Dome.
You know, yes.
And he had the hat that looked like the Humphrey Dome.
He had the Humphrey Dome hat.
So it was one of my favorite moments was after he played his round, he went to the press room. And these are full of a bunch of golf press, right?
Yeah.
And so they asked, you know, what did you think about this? And, you know, how was the cut?
Was Sean Michael Lyle.
And I was sitting there, and Bill Murray comes in there. This place is absolute hell. This is the worst place. This place is evil.
Did not like the course.
Pebble Beach.
It was Pebble Beach.
He was being silly.
He was being silly. He was being hysterically funny. I don't remember exactly what he said.
Well, he's a funny guy.
But he made his funny remarks, and he was ready to go. And he was faced with all these golf reporters.
Yeah.
So I was sitting off to the side, so I start asking him questions, realizing that he wants to roll. So I start throwing him, you know, the straight lines.
Sean Michael Lyle interviewing Bill Murray.
And he keeps rolling along. And so when he starts to calm down, I ask more. And it became me, basically, as you say, interviewing him. And he was hysterical.
You were playing the straight man.
I was playing the straight man because he needed a straight. No, I don't.
Where's the tape?
I don't know. It was television.
Bill Murray, he's riffing on Sean Michael Lyle.
I wasn't even recording that.
Really?
No, I wasn't. And I saw it. Saw some of it on TV that night. But afterwards,
could have been
everybody was leaving, he walks out. He comes and sees me. I'm standing there on the steps. He comes out And he says hello.
He says hello.
And then we're talking back and forth, and we start trading snaps.
Now they're snapping.
You know? And Bill Murray and I were going back and forth trading one-liners.
Bill Murray and Sean Michael Lyle.
And then eventually, at one point, we went on for I don't know how long, and there was this crowd around us, and we were both hysterical. We were both, I mean, I obviously was at my best because I was with one of the greats.
How could you not be?
How could I not be? And so I... You know, finally he stops and he smiles and he says, "Who are you?" And I said, "I'm just local radio. I do a local morning show."
No.
And so.
No. You say, "I am Sean Michael Lyle, a product of the Hollywood Hills, trained and tested in Hollywood." That's what you say.
He wouldn't care about that.
Well,
Sean, obviously that was a great place to meet celebrities, but the biggest celebrity of all was Pebble Beach. What that piece of property is just insane, isn't it?
It is. Well, there was a commercial that used to play on the television when I was a child, and the guy said it exactly like this. It just happens to be the most beautiful place in the world.
Sounds like Chesterfield.
There was a U.S. Open there that my wife and I went to, and we went to the 18th green and spent the whole day on Championship Sunday.
Right there.
And we didn't go, you know, because you can wander around.
Yeah,
we
sure.
just sat there.
Sat on the 18th
and,
green.
And the 18th and just watched. It is absolutely spectacular. And here's one of those little things that most people don't know. You know, it costs like $100 to play there.
No, it's about 700 now.
Is it that much?
Oh, yeah.
It's a public course, so anybody can play. But here's the thing, is that...
It's on my list of places I want to go. Yeah.
Well, here...
Well, you should hang out
there
with Sean Michael.
I want to play.
But, okay, everybody, here's...
With Bill Murray.
Here's the thing, is that when you go there, and if you can't afford that, right in the middle of it is the Peter Hay course.
The Peter Hay course.
Peter Hay is a pitch and putt, a three, you know, it's got, I think it's a nine holes pitch and putt. And back then it was $7.
Is that right?
It was $7.
John's got a frog in his throat here.
And, pitch and putt, you say?
Yeah.
Par three holes.
Yeah. And you bring out your putter and your sand wedge and a nine iron and you just walk and you can play all day long, and it was $7, so it can't be much more than
that. What you may not understand is when this episode of Tourette's comes in for Hancock, he has a story he'd like to tell.
Oh,
and he's going to tell us about putting the ball through the clown's mouth and getting a hole in one
at Pebble Beach.
Pebble Beach. I was in North Jersey, and it was a cool fall day in September of 1986. And my roommate, Frank McLaughlin, and I, we were in graduate school. And he said, "Let's go play golf." And so we went to the pitch and putt, the par three holes.
The putt-putt golf.
It was, par three holes. They're 90-yard holes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's sand traps and stuff.
Yeah, beautiful.
And there I was, Michael, with my nine iron.
Yeah, here we go.
Addressing the ball.
Mm-hmm.
"Hello, ball," I said. And I swung.
It was the little blue ball. He picked the blue ball. He had the pink and green to choose from. He got the blue.
This is real golf. It's the short game.
It's not real golf.
Yes.
It's the short game.
And there I was.
Uh-huh.
Whoosh. Let me replay that in case you missed it. Whoosh. And there went the ball, Sean Michael, heading
about 2 feet off the ground.
It was low. It was a low trajectory. And it may have bounced a dozen times in the hole. A hole in one, yes, at the pitch and putt.
Yeah, which is basically, in most cases, a par three, a short par three.
No, it's not. It's not a par three. Yeah. Listen, we had a St. Louis professional golfer on, Jay Delsing.
He said it was a hole in one.
He said it was a hole in one if you're a kid.
He said it's no.
He didn't say it was a hole in one.
Well,
like,
you weren't keeping score, were you, on a pitch and putt?
No, we weren't keeping score.
Oh, okay, See, it's practice.
Did you buy drinks that night?
I did, and we had the first time I ever had mozzarella sticks.
Well, you know,
really,
I can't say anything because every time I'd go to Peter Hay, I'd say, "Oh, where are you going?" "Going golfing." "Where?" "Pebble Beach." It was true, but it was in the middle of the course.
So
and
to
the
recap,
little
if you're keeping score at home.
Oh, there are so many more than I can remember.
Sean Michael Lyle. It was Jack Lemmon and his son who remained.
John Denver, too. That was
John Denver.
Okay. Do you have time for the Phil Harris story?
Yeah. Phil Harris
was there, too. Do you know who Phil Harris was? Phil Harris, if anybody knows him at all, it's he was the voice of the Big Bear in Jungle Book. Okay. But he was this old actor. And he was one of those crowds of, you know, they used to make drinking jokes and everything like that. So anyway, he was a friend of Bill of Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby.
So he told this story. He told me this story about he and Bing Crosby, because they'd go Phil Harris would go golfing and Bing Crosby would go along all over the world, and they were in Scotland.
Okay.
And they had just played St. Andrews. And they were going back to town, and they drove by this huge factory. It was this Scottish distillery where they're making Scotch whiskey.
You've been there.
And all the lights everywhere, all the lights going and steam coming out like that. And Bing Crosby says, "Well, you see there, Phil? They can still make it faster than you can drink it." And Phil says, "Yeah, but I got them working nights."
That's great.
All right. Well, to recap again, Jack Lemmon, Glenn Campbell, Don Johnson, Melanie Griffith, Jack Wagner, Bill Murray, John Vendor, Phil Harris, and an homage to Bing Crosby. All of that coming your way by our man from Hollywood, Sean Michael Lyle. Thank you so much.
Tremendous job.
We'll see you again next week, and when we come back,
it's What's Trending
with Braxton Payne.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
An artist.
An actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Work or play? KMOX is right there with you. We go where you go.
He is the king of pain. He is Braxton Payne, and he joins us every time Hancock and Kelly have a late night with Hancock and Kelly for a segment we like to call
What's Trending.
Hello, Braxton.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Have you ever met Jack Lemmon or Glenn Campbell or Don Johnson?
Melanie Griffith?
Should I know who those people are?
How old are you, Braxton?
I'm 32.
You have no clue who Jack Lemmon is?
He has no clue who's listening to this show right now.
I mean, I know who Don Lemmon is.
Do you know who Don Johnson is?
No.
Now, Braxton, I went to your bachelor party in Nashville, Vegas.
Yes.
And we dressed up
Miami Vice style.
Do you know who the lead of the Miami Vice show was?
I'm guessing it's this Johnson fella.
This is just ridiculous. Why were we dressed up like Miami Vice if you don't even know who the characters were?
Because it's fun. I mean, who doesn't like to think they're like Miami Vice with like the neon, the obnoxious white pants and like just having a good time? It was just, you know, it's more of the ambiance of the show. I've never seen the show than actually the show.
So,
you know,
true story. His bachelor party. We went to Las Vegas and all these guys are dressed up. Or Nashville. Yeah. We're all dressed up like Miami Vice.
Hey, making up stuff.
So at the end of the night, you know how a bachelor party would be. Everybody maybe imbibed a little too much. I'm staying about, what, two blocks from wherever we were.
I know where this is going.
I got lost. Mm-hmm. So I wind up in a bar, and here I am. What time of the year was it? It was like November, wasn't it?
Yeah, and we don't call it getting lost. We just call it getting John Hancock directions.
So I wind up in a bar in November wearing Miami clothes. You know, I got on linen pants, a linen shirt, a little lua, all this little Hawaiian type stuff going on, and I look like the biggest tool in the world in all these cowboy bars walking around. People were like, look at that creep.
Mm.
Well, the best part in Nashville, when you go there, that theme nights and theme days are definitely the vibe there on Lower Broadway. So if you've ever been, it's definitely changed over the past 10 years. But for sure, you actually probably wouldn't stick out, you know, if you go to other parts of Nashville, not Lower Broadway, maybe. But, I mean, everyone's kind of dressed, that's their main strip there, Lower Broadway.
Yeah, Lower Broadway's where all the cowboy bars are, right?
Yeah, this is pretty much the hip segment of Hancock and Kelly whenever Braxton gets on. We are hip to the trip.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to see, Halloween costumes, I just think John Hancock should just dress like a cowboy every day. I just think he has the vibe.
He would look like Woody from Toy Story.
No, I wouldn't look like Woody. I'd look like...
He normally tucks in his button-downs to his jeans on a regular basis.
Look a little bit like Mr. Haney.
A little bit like
Green
dad
Haney.
Jeans. I mean, I think we could do it.
I've got the boots.
And he's got a cowboy
jeans.
Hat.
I got the hat. I got the belt buckle. I mean, I've got it all.
You have a cowboy hat?
Yes.
Did you actually buy it, or did somebody give it to you?
It was a gift, but I wear it, and I've got
it. Do you really wear it? Like, how many times a year do you think you throw the cowboy hat on?
Once or twice.
Do you feel like a dork?
No.
Because I'm sure you look like one.
No. Let me tell you, Michael. When I got the hat going... And I got the jean shirt.
That's cool.
And the jean pants and the cowboy and the ostrich cowboy boots with my American Eagle belt buckle on the leather belt.
This sounds more like an anniversary night in the Hancock House. Yeah. I don't know where this is.
It's pretty amazing. I mean, people will stop me on the street.
What's trending, Rex? I can't get a picture. I can't get the visual of him.
I'm going to do it.
Cowboy hat.
I may come here next week dressed up like that.
Oh, no. To Tuesday night when we do the election night coverage?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I'm in.
Oh, my God. I will buy dinner for a year if you'll sit on Channel 2 with a cowboy hat on giving political analysis.
I'm in.
Oh, my word.
My first thought is literally like one of those romance novels that he was trying to describe, like the bald Fabio.
Got an ostrich feather in that hat, if you want to know the truth.
Oh, shoot.
And what kind of boots were they?
Ostrich.
Ostrich boots?
I'm into ostriches.
What's wrong? Why'd you have to take an ostrich for your boots?
Well,
why couldn't you just have leather like everybody else?
Boots. Now, you got to see these boots, man.
Huh.
I mean, they got the... I mean, it's got the line. I mean, it's amazing.
I commit to you. I will buy you dinner once a week if you will do the show next week.
I'm in.
Tuesday night.
I'm in.
Cowboy hat.
I'm in.
You have to be on television with your cowboy hat on.
I'm in.
Okay. This is going to be great, Brax. You'll be here, too. Braxton's going to be a part of our coverage next Tuesday night.
He is. He's going to be in studio here.
He's going to be in studio. And Braxton is one of the better Democratic political operatives in St.
Very
Louis.
Very talented. What's trending?
Yeah, what's trending, Brax?
I got a couple. I'm going to throw the serious one out the window because nobody really cares about that. So we got two things. We got Powerball and we got Swifties.
Yeah, I forgot to buy my Powerball ticket. It's $1 billion.
Ridiculous, whatever. Powerball.
Why wouldn't you buy it?
Because you're going to lose.
What if you won?
You're not going to win.
What about the 10 minutes of dreams that I get to have after I give them my buck?
I got dreams for you, pal. it's a dollar. You're wasting your money. Go ahead, Braxton.
What's trending about the Powerball?
So, well, first off, as you just mentioned, it's, $1 billion. So I have two things. When I think about the Powerball, I get irrationally angry about not winning it.
True.
Like, I think, like you just said, when you buy it, you think about, okay, this is what I would do, this is what I would do, this is what I would do.
Right.
But one of the things that was trending along with it is, who would your first phone call be to? You just won the Powerball. Who's the first person that you call and tell, hey, I just won the Powerball?
Jack White.
And XYZ.
Jack White would be the first guy you would call?
Yeah.
Is he your lawyer?
Financial advisor.
Yeah. I think I would first call my financial advisor and say, okay, we got ourselves a situation.
No, I would take that back. I would call Georgianne.
Yeah.
And I would tell her to stop worrying.
Well, I would call Braxton and tell him, look, we're out of the political business. We're becoming Republicans. I'm kidding. $1 billion. Who would be your first call?
Yeah, so that's, I really struggle with this. I think my first call would be to an attorney that would specialize in something like this. And then,
the Powerball attorney. Everybody's got one of those.
Yeah. Well, somebody that specializes in wills and living things and, money, along with a conference call. I think I would do a conference call with my father-in-law, which is also my financial advisor. Mm. And then after that conversation, I'd call my wife after I talked to her father. I think I would have to talk to her and just, let her know what's going on here.
Yeah, that's reasonable. Now, you say you get irrationally angry. Here's what makes me angry. I've been known, when it's $1 billion, to maybe throw $10 down and buy 10 Powerball tickets.
Hey, big spender.
And here's what hacks me off. So there's how many numbers? There's six numbers plus the Powerball, right?
Sure.
So it's seven. That's 70 numbers, and I won't get one.
Yeah, because nobody does.
That makes me angry.
Everybody loses.
I don't even get a number.
Yeah, nobody wins this thing.
Yes, somebody wins it, John.
You might as well take $10 and go to the, well, I wouldn't put it in this toilet because it won't flush, but I'd take the $10 and put it in your toilet at home and flush it down there because that's what you're doing.
All right, well, give me your $10. I'll go buy you Powerball tonight.
I don't have $10 and I don't want a Powerball.
Okay. Braxton, what's a Swiftie?
So a Swiftie is what fans like myself would call themselves that are fans of Taylor Swift.
Now you consider yourself like a Swiftie? Like you belong to her fan club and stuff?
Well, not like any informal matter, but I love her music.
And
I and I think she's amazing in concert.
All right, time out. We're going to PJ. Yeah. PJ, where are you come out on Taylor Swift?
I mean, I'm not exactly a fan of her music, but I respect that she is one of the most prominent artists, I guess.
All
but
right.
I wouldn't catch me listening to her music.
Fine, go into politics. All right, go ahead, Braxton.
No, I think your son's a big Swiftie as well.
Yeah, he is. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah. Yes, and so, her album was released last week.
I don't know
if you know this. But Billboard Hot 100, the top 10 songs are all Taylor Swift songs.
Unbelievable.
Every single song on the top 10 is
Has that ever
Taylor
happened
Swift
before?
Yes.
One time before. I don't remember who it was.
Stephen Foster.
There it is.
Who's Stephen Foster?
Put on your old gray bonnet.
He had 10 songs. You making it up. All right, go on.
In 1870s.
Go on, Braxton.
There has been one other time, and I know this is the second time in history that
it's got to be Elvis
been doing it.
Or the Beatles.
But one of the things that I thought was interesting today, so the reason that Swifties in particular are trending, is that today you were able to, so she's going on tour, she's going on a stadium tour, she's doing a bunch of shows some, you know, and twice, like in Chicago and big places like that. Mm. And today you're able to log on to Ticketmaster and not buy tickets. You're able just to enter a line to become a quote-unquote verified fan for maybe the raffle to get tickets to buy pre-sale tickets.
Someday, Lord willing, Taylor Swift will be 78 years old. And I dare say she will have the top 10 singles on the Billboard Hot 100.
I'm sure she will. And I think the one thing, so what happening with the Swifties, why it's trending, is all the Swifty fans were just making up ridiculous allegations about Taylor Swift and her concerts. You know, like saying, you know, her last concert, everyone was pushing, and it was just, you know, satire mainly. It was, you know, Taylor Swift is not very good live.
Satire out there.
Not true. Which is like, you know, she's not very good live. You know, my kid last time, she didn't recognize her when she was holding a poster in the audience.
Oh.
You know, just funny stuff like that. But the reason that they were doing it, and then it just kind of snowballed as a joke throughout the day, is because they didn't want other Swifty fans to enter the ticket line just for the rights to buy tickets. So it became a whole meme, essentially. And even Taylor Swift commented on it today and said that was pretty funny. And she's hoping that more people, that she's going to release more dates coming down the future, because I guarantee you she'll sell out within the first 30 seconds.
And American culture continues to devolve into the bowels.
Oh, whatever. You sound like an old man talking like that. Hey, Braxton, how's that? You know, Braxton's going to be a dad soon.
February.
How's that coming along?
It's good. I like to call her the little gymnast. She is very active inside the stomach.
What are we at, 23, 24 weeks now?
24 weeks. Yeah. Uh-huh. 24 weeks today, actually.
Yeah.
So she is, she likes to move around. She is food motivated. So every time my wife eats dinner or lunch, we call it doing somersaults, and you just see her moving around literally and punching. Every time
I've been known to do somersaults every time I eat lunch and dinner.
I would pay to see you do it. No.
We're paying to see him dress up like a cowboy next week and do somersaults.
I'll do it all because I care that much.
Well, actually, I don't know if you guys heard this, but, you know, Beth, the news director, actually called. We're changing it. We're actually going to be broadcasting live from Ballpark Village inside of PBR, which is the professional bull riding. And John has to do the whole newscast while riding a mechanical bull.
Nobody can ride the bull like me, Braxton, is all I can tell you.
He is the king of pain, and he's about to be a dad. We're going to keep you updated on that. Braxton, you'll join us next Tuesday when we will be very serious dealing with our election coverage right here on KMOX. Thanks so much for joining us. Hancock Kelly rolls on after this. You're not going to take the long way home, are you?
No.
You'll take the.
Well, I might.
You'll take the big highway tonight.
I might. The trees are changing out there.
Yeah, it's a little late at night to be seeing the trees changing.
Dark. Good point.
My advice to you, based on what happened last night in downtown St. Louis, where the sheriff's deputy got carjacked, I get on the highway as quickly as you can.
Excellent point.
So, John Hancock, you're probably wanting to hustle home to go walk the dog.
No.
What?
Mission accomplished.
What do you mean, mission accomplished?
So, you know, we're a week from the election, so I had three calls this morning. Boom, right. Boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom.
You're making final decisions and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Deploying the resources.
Yeah. And
firing the missiles.
And at this point, given what we do.
We're almost done.
We're done.
Yeah.
You know, the election's
next week.
Now
we just get nervous.
Now you just, you sweat.
Yeah.
So, you and I decided to play a few frames of snooker.
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
I wanted to talk about your dog, but you can bring this up.
Well, I, you know.
Are you comparing me to your dog?
No. But the constant bending, you know, when you're making shot after shot after shot, you got to bend over a little.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it gets you the knee, you feel it in your knees, you got the hamstrings going on there, the lower back is difficult.
Uh-huh.
Because you got to get down on that cue. Mm-hmm. You know, time after time after time, you're making shots.
Well, you want to tell people, you beat the snot out of me, right?
It was a good day.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we finish up, and we could have played longer.
Thankfully, you
thought
were,
about it.
You provided me with a little mercy.
Then I had a brilliant idea.
What was that?
Usually when we're on the radio, 8 to 10, I drive home. I get home at 10:38, 10:32, somewhere in there.
Okay. About an hour from now.
I have to get in. I got to make the coffee. I got to get my pills out.
This is an old person.
I got to fill the water in the CPAP machine.
Buddy, I'm telling you right now, you just sound like a barrel of fun.
I got to go to the bathroom. And then I walk the dog.
Okay.
And it's like 11 o'clock, and there's nobody out. And it's me and Gus, and we're cha-cha-cha-cha-cha trotting down the lane there. And over a mile we walk until, you know, and he'll poop, and then they'll pick it up, and away we go. So today, I thought, I do not want to walk that dog at 10:30, 11 o'clock tonight.
So you walked him before you came here?
Yes. We left the snooker table so I could get home. Put a chicken pot pie in the oven.
Ugh.
Takes an hour.
Sounds horrible.
No, it was magnificent. I was hungry.
Yeah.
And so you warm the oven up to 400 there. You wait for it to beep. You put the pot pie in.
For a whole hour?
For 60 minutes.
Well, that's can't you put it in the microwave and be done in like 6 minutes?
It doesn't taste the same.
Huh.
So you put it in the oven. You got it going there. You get the schnooks bag there, the little plastic bag.
Okay.
And get my four things.
Paper towels.
I'll stick them in the bottom of the bag. I get a dog treat, split it in half. One for the poop, one for the arrival. And it's kind of nice out. So no jacket, you know, just me and my...
Just a leisurely stroll around the neighborhood.
Shirt and khakis. And I say, Gus, you want to go for a walk? Oh, he's excited.
Yeah.
He's excited. I mean, the ears come up and the tail's wagging and he's excited. And there we start. And the problem with the walk is you start the walk. Our walk starts straight uphill.
Right. And that's when he wants to go.
It's horrible.
Right.
And I'm huffing and I'm puffing and he's going up and up and up and up and the air's getting thin, you know. It's like being it's like being an aspen. And so, you know, but halfway through the walk, the terrain levels out. So that's my whole goal, is I got to get to that halfway point.
Right.
And we made it. Yeah, he did poop. On the incline.
On the incline.
On the end.
So now you got to carry that with you the rest of the down.
Rarely does he poop on the incline, but today he pooped on the incline. But easily handled.
Ugh.
Easily handled. And into the bag, whoosh, like that. And we turn the corner there onto Yarmouth, onto the street. And down we go. And we're trotting
just
along.
Just sauntering.
Yes, it's magnificent. He smells everything. The dog likes to stop and smell everything. And so we get home. I got another 20 minutes. Bing, there's my chicken pot pie. I eat the pot pie. I am done with Gus.
Yeah.
I am now on the radio with you. I'm going to go home. Oh, and in the interim.
You made the coffee.
I made the coffee.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
So my work today is finished. So I'm going to get home. And I'm going to sit down and kind of, you know.
Unwind
from the radio. It takes a while.
Right, I'm going to unwind, too.
Yeah. And then tomorrow is another day.
Wow. That's an impressive story. I'm curious about the pot pie. Now, is this something you get in the frozen food section?
Calendar. Very good.
But why would you cook something for a whole hour?
Because that's what it says on the
box. If you're going to spend a whole hour cooking something, why wouldn't you cook something more substantive than a pot pie?
It says on the box, you put it in for 60 to 65 minutes at 400 degrees, and that's what I did.
And
it
you was like magnificent. Pot pies?
Oh, my gosh, yes. You got the little chicken there.
Mm-hmm.
You got carrots in there. You got peas in there. The sauce,
but
whatever.
But after an hour at 400 degrees, it's got to be bubbling.
It's bubbling.
And doesn't it burn your tongue?
No, and you got the bread. Phenomenal.
Really?
Phenomenal.
You know, I didn't eat dinner tonight.
Huh. You didn't eat lunch.
I didn't eat lunch either.
That's not good.
No, I need to eat something.
You do.
Maybe I'll hit the White Castle.
He's on a diet. He's Michael Kelly when we come back. Neither one of us possesses a blue check mark.
Yeah, what is a blue check mark? We'll talk about it after this.
Now, back to Hancock and Kelly. Sponsored by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. On News Radio 1120, KMOX.
That's Mellencamp. Do you remember when they used to call him John Cougar?
Yeah, that's who he was.
Yeah, I don't know why they did that. I mean, because Mellencamp is cool. John Mellencamp.
Well, he was John Cougar.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
It was John Cougar when he first came out.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't like that.
You know, what is the animals they breed at the zoo?
I think most of the animals breed at the zoo. I think they got several hundred species there.
Well, they got is it the mountain lions? I can't remember. But there's one of the species there. And it's very unique. What they do is they line up the...
Oh, be careful. I don't know where you're going here.
And the way they do this is they're going to breed the mountain lions, and they line up the male mountain lions.
Uh-huh.
And the female, she goes from mountain lion to mountain lion. She
decides who she wants.
Decides she picks her mate.
Okay.
And when she picks the older mountain lion...
Uh-huh.
When she picks the younger mountain lion, she's a cougar.
John, that would have been the worst and hardest dad joke you've ever told.
And it told it very poorly.
Very poorly.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know, you're usually a pretty good joke teller.
I do. I have my moments.
Hey, speaking of jokes, I got mad respect for Elon Musk.
Do you?
I mean, yeah, I think he's a disruptor. He
definitely is that.
No, but what he's done with Tesla and inventing the battery operated car and really making it commercial. Now he's doing the rocket ships. The latest thing is he spent $44 billion on purchasing Twitter.
Yeah.
From our own Jack Dorsey.
Yeah.
So have you heard what Elon's up to?
What's he doing now?
Well, he's got to figure out how to make some of this money back.
He fired everybody.
He fired everybody. Yeah. I think it's just him and a couple of interns sitting over there at the Twitter office trying to figure stuff out. Uh-huh. So he's come up with the idea that he's going to charge you $8 a month.
For what?
Well, you'll get a blue check. So, like, you know how you would see the real Donald Trump or President Joe Biden or Kim Kardashian?
They got a blue check.
Next to them, they have a blue check.
Yeah, because it verifies that is
means
them.
That is really Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Or that is really the president. Well, he's wanting to offer that to all of us for $8 a month. Why would you pay $8 a month to have a blue check next to your name?
I'm not paying $8 a month.
I know. If they started charging for Twitter, I'd probably be done with it.
I don't have a blue check mark.
Yeah.
How many followers do you have there, Kelly?
Hold on a second. I'll look. Huh. Now but I don't tweet. I quit tweeting.
I don't tweet anything that matters.
I have 22,244 followers.
Well, that's pretty good.
How many followers you have?
You know,
you don't like to talk.
I don't like to talk.
Now, you're a tweeter. You tweet.
I admit nothing.
And you tweet obscure stuff like snooker.
Yeah,
so you got a bunch of snooker losers around the world.
I do have
that are following
people.
You. Yeah.
3,626.
Oh, buddy.
At the moment.
You're all.
How many people are you following?
321.
165.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But doesn't the algorithm feed you a bunch of stuff? Like, you see tweets that you're not following, don't you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah,
it does.
That's the algorithm.
Oh.
And I'm one of those people who will follow people for a while, and then I'll go on a binge and delete a bunch of people.
Do you now?
Because after a while, I'm done watching their stuff.
Yeah.
But my core 100 is always there. But anyway, he's going to try to monetize Twitter where you'll pay $8.
Will people do it? Yes, people. Yes, people
will they?
Do it. Yes.
Who?
Because people are vain.
I wonder if that Amy chick that called in earlier, if she would pay $8.
She's probably got one.
She's probably already got it verified, doesn't she?
If
they're verifying people at KMOX, well, we ought to get verified for free then. Why don't they get us a blue check? Yeah, she's verified. She's got a blue check.
She does?
Mm-hmm. Everybody on the show. Well, no, Kevin Wheeler doesn't, but Chris Ranji and Amy Markscores have blue check.
Amy Markscores has a blue check mark?
Yeah. Huh. Do you think Mark Reardon's got a blue check mark?
I don't know. Let's find out. This is
no, he doesn't.
No, so, blue check. Amy Markscores has a blue check mark, and Mark Reardon does not.
There you go.
What about our beloved Charlie Brennan?
Oh, well, Charlie... Is Charlie, he's still around?
Yeah, he's on.
Oh, yeah, he's got a blue check mark.
Of course he does. He's on the air more than we are.
You know that Charlie Brennan, I bet Jack Dorsey gave it to him himself. Because he probably listened to him.
Probably did.
When he was growing up.
He probably
now, hey,
did.
You know who one of my followers is?
Yeah.
Jack Dorsey.
Really?
Yeah.
And he's at Jack.
At Jack.
That's it.
He's one of my followers. He's probably disappointed because I don't tweet.
Oh, wow.
I like stuff. I give it the heart.
So
do you heart things?
Not really. I mean,
really.
Every
so
now
you're
and
just
then.
A voyeur on Twitter.
Well,
huh?
it's I find it to be a effective news source because I can
it's
get
the best.
I can get a variety of viewpoints on Twitter.
Right. You kind of know if Kelly's tweeting it, and it's left of center.
If I watch CNN, you get what you get. Uh-huh. MSNBC, you get crap. Fox News, you get what you get.
Uh-huh.
And but on Twitter, I can pick what I choose to read,
right?
You know? And so it might be the Washington Post. It might be
Who would be the most surprising person you follow on Twitter?
Oh,
no, I mean, just come on. You only follow 120 people.
Yeah.
So I follow Bill Kristol, the conservative pundit.
Yeah.
That would probably be my most interesting. I do follow this really cool Twitter handle that's all senators.
Yeah.
So they retweet all the senators. So by following one, you can see, you know, all the senators' tweets.
Hmm.
Because there's only 100 of them. Did you know that?
Yeah, looking here.
Herschel Walker has a potential to be
there's
one
Mark
here,
Williams,
so.
A great snooker player. Paul Collier, the snooker
see,
referee.
You follow a lot of snooker stuff.
Jimmy, he listens to us a lot.
Yeah, Jimmy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
An artist.
An actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Oh, you're not going to take the long way home, are you?
No.
You'll take the.
Well, I might.
You'll take the big highway tonight.
I might. The trees are changing out there.
Yeah, it's a little late at night to be seeing the trees changing.
Dark. Good point.
My advice to you, based on what happened last night in downtown St. Louis, where the sheriff's deputy got carjacked, I get on the highway as quickly as you can.
Excellent point.
So, John Hancock, you're probably wanting to hustle home to go walk the dog.
No.
What?
Mission accomplished.
What do you mean mission accomplished?
So, you know, we're a week from the election. So I had three calls this morning. Boom, boom, boom. You're making final decisions and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Deploying the resources.
Yeah. And
firing the missiles.
And at this point, given what we do.
We're almost done.
We're done. Yeah. You know, the election.
Now we just
get
nervous.
Now you just, you sweat.
Yeah.
So, you and I decided to play a few frames of snooker.
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
I wanted to talk about your dog, but you can bring this up.
Well, I, you know.
Are you comparing me to your dog?
No, no. But the, you know, the constant bending, you know, when you're making shot after shot after shot, you got to bend over a lot.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it gets you the knee, you feel it in your knees, you got the hamstrings going on there, the lower back is difficult. Because you got to get down on that cue, you know. Time after time after time, you're making shots.
Well, you want to tell people, well, you beat the snot out of me, right?
It was a good day.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we finish up, and we could have played longer.
Thankfully, you
thought
were,
about it.
You provided me with a little mercy.
Then I had a brilliant idea.
What was that?
Usually when we're on the radio, 8 to 10, I drive home. I get home at 10:38.
Mm-hmm.
10:32, somewhere in there.
Okay. About an hour from now.
I have to get in. I got to make the coffee. I got to get my pills out.
Well, this is an old person.
I got to fill the water in the CPAP
machine. Buddy, I'm telling you right now, you just sound like a barrel of fun.
I got to go to the bathroom. And then I walk the dog.
Okay.
And it's like 11 o'clock, and there's nobody out. And it's me and Gus, and we're cha-cha-cha-cha-cha trotting down the lane there. And over a mile we walk until, you know, and he'll poop, and then they'll pick it up, and away we go. So today, I thought, I do not want to walk that dog at 10:30, 11 o'clock tonight.
So you walked him before you came here?
Yes. We left the snooker table so I could get home. Put a chicken pot pie in the oven.
Ugh.
Takes an hour.
Sounds horrible.
No, it was magnificent. I was hungry.
Yeah.
And so you warm the oven up to 400 there. You wait for it to beep. And you put the pot pie in.
For a whole hour?
For 60 minutes.
Well, that's can't you put it in the microwave and be done in like 6 minutes?
It doesn't taste the same.
Huh.
So you put it in the oven. You got it going there. You get the schnooks bag there, the little plastic bag.
Okay.
And get my four things.
Paper towels.
I'll stick them in the bottom of the bag. I get a dog treat, split it in half.
Uh-huh.
One for the poop, one for the arrival. And it's kind of nice out. So no jacket, you know, just me and my...
Just a leisurely stroll around the neighborhood.
Shirt and khakis. And I say, Gus, you want to go for a walk? Oh, he's excited.
Yeah.
He's excited. I mean, the ears come up and the tail's wagging, and he's excited. And there we start. And the problem with the walk is you start the walk.
Mm-hmm.
Our walk starts straight uphill.
Right. And that's when he wants to go.
It's horrible.
Right.
And I'm huffing and I'm puffing, and he's going up and up and up and up, and the air's getting thin, you know? It's like being in Aspen. And so, you know, we finally, but halfway through the walk, the terrain levels out.
Uh-huh.
So that's my whole goal, is I got to get to that halfway point.
Right.
And we made it. Yeah, he did poop on the incline.
On the incline.
Now
you got to carry that with you the rest of the down.
He pooped on the incline, but today he pooped on the incline, but easily handled.
Ugh.
Easily handled, and into the bag, whoosh, like that. And we turn the corner there onto Yarmouth, onto the street, and down we go.
Uh-huh.
And we're trotting
just
along.
Just sauntering.
Yes. It's magnificent. He smells everything. The dog likes to stop and smell everything. And so we get home.
Uh-huh.
I got another 20 minutes. Bing! There's my chicken pot pie. I eat the pot pie. I am done with Gus.
Yeah.
I am now on the radio with you. I'm going to go home. Oh! And in the interim,
you made the coffee.
I made the coffee.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
So my work today is finished. So I'm going to get home and I'm going to sit down and kind of, you know,
unwind
from the radio. It takes a while.
Right. I'm going to unwind too.
Yeah. And then tomorrow is another day.
Wow.
That's an impressive story. I'm curious about the pot pie. Now, is this something you get in the frozen food section?
Calendar.
Uh-huh.
Very good.
But why would you cook something for a whole hour?
Because that's what it says on the
box. If you're going to spend a whole hour cooking something, why wouldn't you cook something more substantive than a pot pie?
It says on the box you put it in for 60 to 65 minutes at 400 degrees, and that's what I did.
And you like pot pies?
Oh, my gosh, yes. You got the little chicken there. Mm-hmm. You got carrots in there. You got peas in there. The sauce,
but
whatever.
But after an hour at 400 degrees, it's got to be bubbling.
It's bubbling.
And then doesn't it burn your tongue?
No. And you got the bread. Phenomenal.
Really?
Phenomenal.
You know, I didn't eat dinner tonight.
Huh. You didn't eat lunch.
I didn't eat lunch either.
That's not good.
No, I need to eat something.
You do.
Maybe I'll hit the White Castle.
He's on a diet. He's Michael Kelly when we come back. Neither one of us possesses a blue check mark.
Yeah, what is a blue check mark? We'll talk about it after this.
Now, back to Hancock and Kelly. Sponsored by Insperity. HR that makes a difference. On News Radio 1120, KMOX.
Well, that's Mellencamp. Do you remember when they used to call him John Cougar?
Yeah, that's who he was.
Yeah, I don't know why they did that. I mean, because Mellencamp is cool. John Mellencamp.
Well, he was John Cougar.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
It was John Cougar when he first came out.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't like that.
You know, the animals they breed at the zoo?
I think most of the animals breed at the zoo. I think they got several hundred species there.
Well, they got the mountain lions? I can't remember. But there's one of the species there. And it's very unique. What they do is they line up the...
Oh, be careful. I don't know where you're going here.
And the way they do this is they're going to breed the mountain lions, and they line up the male mountain lions.
Uh-huh.
And the female... she goes from mountain lion to mountain lion. She
decides who she wants.
Decides she picks her mate.
Okay.
And when she picks the older mountain lion, when she picks the younger mountain lion, she's a cougar.
John, that would have been the worst and hardest dad joke you've ever told.
And it told it very poorly.
Very poorly.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know, you're usually a pretty good joke teller.
I do. I have my moments.
Hey, speaking of jokes... I got mad respect for Elon Musk.
Do you?
I mean, yeah, I think he's a disruptor. He
definitely is that.
No, but what he's done with Tesla and inventing the battery operated car and really making it commercial. Now he's doing the rocket ships. The latest thing is he spent $44 billion on purchasing Twitter.
Yeah.
From our own Jack Dorsey.
Yeah.
So have you heard what Elon's up to?
What's he doing now?
Well, he's got to figure out how to make some of this money back.
He fired everybody.
He fired everybody.
Yeah.
I think it's just him and a couple of interns sitting over there at the Twitter office trying to figure stuff out. Uh-huh. So he's come up with the idea that he's going to charge you $8 a month.
For what?
Well, you'll get a blue check. So, like, you know how you would see the real Donald Trump or President Joe Biden or Kim Kardashian?
They got a blue check.
Next to them, they have a blue check.
Yeah, because it verifies that is
means
them.
That is really Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Or that is really the president. Well, he's wanting to offer that to all of us for $8 a month. Why would you pay $8 a month to have a blue check next to your name?
I'm not paying $8 a month.
I know. If they started charging for Twitter, I'd probably be done with it.
I don't have a blue check mark.
Yeah.
How many followers do you have there, Kelly?
Hold on a second. I'll look. Huh. Now but I don't tweet. I quit tweeting.
I don't tweet anything that matters.
I have 22,244 followers.
Well, that's pretty good.
How many followers do you have?
You know,
you don't like to talk.
I don't like to talk.
Now, you're a tweeter. You tweet.
I admit nothing.
And you tweet obscure stuff like snooker.
Yeah,
so you got a bunch of snooker losers around the world.
I do have
that are following
people.
You. Yeah.
3,626
oh, buddy.
At the moment.
You're all.
How many people are you following?
321.
165.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But doesn't the algorithm feed you a bunch of stuff? Like, you see tweets that you're not following, don't you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah,
it does.
That's the algorithm.
Oh.
And I'm one of those people who will follow people for a while, and then I'll go on a binge and delete a bunch of people.
Do you now?
Because after a while, I'm done watching their stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But my core 100 is always there. But anyway, he's going to try to monetize Twitter where you'll pay $8.
Will people do it? Yes, people will do it. Yes.
Who?
Because people are vain.
I wonder if that Amy chick that called in earlier, if she would pay $8.
She's probably got one.
She's probably already got it verified, doesn't she?
If
they're verifying people at KMOX, well, we ought to get verified for free then. Why don't they get us a blue check? Yeah, she's verified.
Check mark.
She's got a blue check.
She does?
Mm-hmm. Everybody on the show. Well, no, Kevin Wheeler doesn't, but Chris Ranji and Amy Mark Scores have blue check.
Amy Mark Scores has a blue check mark?
Yeah. Do you think Mark Reardon's got a blue check mark?
I don't know. Let's find out. This is
no, he doesn't.
No, so, blue check. Oh. Amy Mark Scores has a blue check mark, and Mark Reardon does not.
There you go.
What about our beloved Charlie Brennan?
Oh, well, Charlie. Is Charlie, he's still around?
Yeah, he's on.
He's got a blue check mark.
Of course
mark.
He does. He's on the air more than we
are. You know that Charlie Brennan, I bet Jack Dorsey gave it to him himself. Because he probably listened to him.
Probably did.
When he was growing up.
He probably
now, hey,
did.
You know who one of my followers is?
Yeah.
Jack Dorsey.
Really?
Yeah.
And he's at Jack.
At Jack.
That's it.
He's one of my followers. He's probably disappointed because I don't tweet.
Oh, wow.
I like stuff. I give it the heart.
So
do you heart things?
Not really. I mean,
really.
Every
so
now
you're
and
just
then.
A voyeur on Twitter.
Well,
huh?
it's I find it to be an effective news source because I can
it's
get
the best.
I can get a variety of viewpoints on Twitter.
Right. You kind of know if Kelly's tweeting it, and it's left of center.
If I watch CNN, you get what you get. Uh-huh. MSNBC, you get crap. Fox News, you get what you get.
Uh-huh.
And but on Twitter, I can pick what I choose to read,
right?
You know? And so it might be the Washington Post. It might be
who would be the most surprising person you follow on Twitter?
Oh
no, I mean, just come on. You only follow 120 people.
Yeah.
So I follow Bill Kristol, the conservative pundit.
Yeah.
That would probably be my most interesting. I do follow this really cool Twitter handle that's all senators.
Yeah.
So they retweet all the senators. So by following one, you can see, you know, all the senators' tweets.
Hmm.
Because there's only 100 of them. Did you know that?
Yeah, looking here.
Herschel Walker has a potential to be
there's
one
Mark
here,
Williams, a great snooker player. Paul Collier, the snooker referee.
You follow a lot of snooker stuff.
Jimmy, he listens to us a lot.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Sandy Boxerman.
Yeah.
A Democrat.
Who is she?
He.
Who is he?
He is the son of Bert Boxerman, who was the Creve Coeur Township committee man when I was first coming up in politics.
Well, how about that?
And he and I got into a little friendly exchange reminiscing the other, you know, a couple of years ago, and I follow Sandy Boxerman. Seems like
right?
a really good guy. He's a Democrat.
Hey, a week from tonight, Hancock and Kelly will be right here with our serious hats on. We'll be taking you through all the election night coverage.
Magical.
You'll want to stay tuned to that. You can see us every Sunday morning on Fox 2 here in St. Louis, where Andy Banker, one of our guests, sits between Hancock and Kelly as we do Hancock and Kelly, the TV show. And don't forget, Friday mornings at 8:30 right here on KMOX.
Stick around. The Best of Glover comes up next. Thanks, Matt Pajeski. We'll see you around the corner.
Now, back to Hancock and Kelly, sponsored by Insperity, HR that makes a difference, on News Radio 1120, KMOX.
Well, that's Mellencamp. Do you remember when they used to call him John Cougar?
Yeah, that's who he was.
Yeah, I don't know why they did that. I mean, because Mellencamp is cool. John Mellencamp.
Well, he was John Cougar.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
It was John Cougar when he first came out.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah, I don't
like that.
You know, the animals they breed at the zoo?
I think most of the animals breed at the zoo. I think they got several hundred species there.
Well, they got is it the mountain lions? I can't remember. But there's one of the species there. And it's very unique. What they do is they line up the...
Oh, be careful. I don't know where you're going here.
And the way they do this is they're going to breed the mountain lions, and they line up the male mountain lions.
Uh-huh.
And the female, she goes from mountain lion to mountain lion. She's
decides who she wants.
Decides she picks her mate.
Okay.
And when she picks the older mountain lion. When she picks the younger mountain lion, she's a cougar.
John, that would may have been the worst and hardest dad joke you've ever told.
And it told it very poorly.
Very poorly.
Yeah.
You know, you're usually a pretty good joke teller.
I do. I have my moments.
Hey, speaking of jokes, I got mad respect for Elon Musk.
Do you?
I mean, yeah, I think he's a disruptor. What he did with...
definitely is that.
No, but what he's done with Tesla and inventing the battery-operated car and really making it commercial. Now he's doing the rocket ships. The latest thing is he spent $44 billion on purchasing Twitter.
Yeah.
From our own Jack Dorsey.
Yeah.
So have you heard what Elon's up to?
What's he doing now?
Well, he's got to figure out how to make some of this money back.
He fired everybody.
Yeah. I think it's just him and a couple of interns sitting over there at the Twitter office trying to figure stuff out. So he's come up with the idea that he's going to charge you $8 a month.
For what?
Well, you'll get a blue check. So, like, you know how you would see the real Donald Trump or President Joe Biden or Kim Kardashian?
They got a blue check.
Next to them, they have a blue check.
Yeah, because it verifies that that is them.
That means that is really Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Or that is really the president. Well, he's wanting to offer that to all of us for $8 a month. Why would you pay $8 a month to have a blue check next to your name?
I'm not paying $8 a month.
I know. If they started charging for Twitter, I'd probably be done with it.
I don't have a blue check mark. Yeah. How many followers do you have there, Kelly?
Hold on a second. I'll look. But I don't tweet. I quit tweeting.
I don't tweet anything that matters.
I have 22,244 followers.
Well, that's pretty good.
How many followers do you have?
You know, I...
You don't like to talk.
I don't like to talk.
Now, you're a tweeter. You tweet.
I admit nothing.
And you tweet obscure stuff like snooker. Yeah, so you got a bunch of snooker losers around the world that are following
people.
You. Yeah.
3,626
at
the moment.
How
many people are you following?
321.
165.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But doesn't the algorithm feed you a bunch of stuff? Like, you see tweets that you're not following, don't you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah,
it does.
That's the algorithm.
Oh.
And I'm one of those people who will follow people for a while, and then I'll go on a binge and delete a bunch of people.
Do you know?
Because after a while, I'm done watching their stuff.
Yeah.
But my core 100 is always there. But anyway, he's going to try to monetize Twitter where you'll pay $8.
Will people do it? Yes, people
will they?
Do it. Yes.
Who?
Because people are vain.
I wonder if that Amy chick that called in earlier, if she would pay $8.
She's probably got one.
She's probably already got it verified, doesn't she?
If
they're verifying people at KMOX, we ought to get verified for free then. Why don't they get us a blue check? Yeah, she's verified.
Check mark.
She's got a blue check.
She does?
Mm-hmm. Everybody on the show. Well, no, Kevin Wheeler doesn't, but Chris Ranji and Amy Markscores have blue check.
Amy Markscores has a blue check mark?
Yeah.
Huh.
Do you think Mark Reardon's got a blue check mark?
I don't know. Let's find out. This is
no, he doesn't.
No, so, blue check. Amy Markscores has a blue check mark, and Mark Reardon does not.
There you go.
What about our beloved Charlie Brennan?
Oh, well, Charlie. Is Charlie, he's still around?
Yeah, he's on.
He's got a blue check mark.
Of course he does. He's on the air more than we
are. You know that Charlie Brennan, I bet Jack Dorsey gave it to him himself. Because he probably listened to him.
Probably did.
When he was growing up.
He probably
did. Hey, you know who one of my followers is?
Yeah.
Jack Dorsey.
Really?
Yeah.
And he's at Jack.
At Jack.
That's it.
He's one of my followers. He's probably disappointed because I don't tweet.
Wow.
I like stuff. I give it the heart.
So
do you heart things?
Not really. I mean,
really.
Every now
so
and
you're
then.
Just a voyeur on Twitter.
Well,
huh?
I find it to be an effective news source because I can get a variety of viewpoints on Twitter.
Right. You kind of know if Kelly's tweeting it, center.
If I watch CNN, you get what you get.
Uh-huh.
MSNBC, you get crap. Fox News, you get what you get.
Uh-huh.
And but on Twitter, I can pick what I choose to read.
Right.
You know? And so it might be the Washington Post. It might be.
Who would be the most surprising person you follow on Twitter?
Oh.
No, I mean, just come on. You only follow 120 people.
Yeah.
So I follow Bill Kristol, the conservative pundit.
Yeah.
That would probably be my most interesting. I do follow this really cool Twitter handle that's all senators.
Yeah.
So they retweet all the senators. So by following one, you can see, you know, all the senators' tweets.
Hmm.
Because there's only 100 of them.
Yeah, I'm looking here.
Herschel Walker has a potential to be one.
There's Mark Williams, a great snooker player. Paul Collier, the snooker referee.
You follow a lot of snooker stuff.
Jimmy, he listens to us a lot.
Jimmy.
Sandy Boxerman.
Yeah?
A Democrat.
Who is she?
He.
Who is he?
He is the son of Bert Boxerman, who was the Creve Coeur Township committee man when I was first coming up in politics.
Well, how about that?
And he and I got into a little friendly exchange reminiscing the other, you know, a couple of years ago, and I follow Sandy Boxerman. Seems like
right?
A really good guy. He's a Democrat.
Hey, a week from tonight, Hancock and Kelly will be right here with our serious hats on. We'll be taking you through all the election night coverage.
Magical.
You'll want to stay tuned to that. You can see us every Sunday morning on Fox 2 here in St. Louis, where Andy Banker, one of our guests, sits between Hancock and Kelly as we do Hancock and Kelly, the TV show. And don't forget, Friday mornings at 8:30 right here on KMOX.
Stick around. The Best of Glover comes up next. Thanks, Matt Pajeski. We'll see you around the corner.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.